On this episode of Rock Down South, Gil and I sit down with the rock band of Limbo. And these guys are an absolute blast. You definitely don't want to miss this one. We hope y'all enjoy. Let's go.
Hey, this is Jake Davies.
And Luke Davies
from Limbo. And you're listening to Rock Down South.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Rock Down South, your home for rock and country music. Today, Gil and I had the pleasure of speaking with brothers Jake and Luke Davies from the hard rock band of Limbo. And let me just tell you, these guys bring the energy in this interview and especially in their music. They're originally from Australia, but they're based out of Los Angeles now. We talk all about how the band started up, their new single titled Let's Go, and even a crazy story how they survived a horrific car accident while on tour. This is a good one that I think you guys will enjoy. So without further ado, here's the show. What's up, Jake and Luke? How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good, yeah, brother. How are you?
Hey, man, I can't complain. Beautiful day outside. I'm loving it. 2023 just started. So, yeah, it's a good time to be alive.
Hell yeah.
All right, why don't we start with some introductions. Tell us about yourselves.
Luke Davies, guitarist in the band of Limbo. This is my big brother, Jake Davies, over here.
I sing a bit, and then they let me play guitar sometimes, but yeah.
Vice versa. I play guitar, and he lets me sing a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, very sparsely. It's only when we're given that special privilege, because there's no other option.
So Luke is the singer, official singer of the band that we see.
No, vice versa. So Jake's the official singer, Luke's the guitarist. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are originally from Australia, if I'm correct.
Yep.
You are. We grew up in Melbourne, Australia. We have an American mom that married an Aussie dad. And I grew up there from about 7 till 23. And Luke was actually born over there.
Oh, wow. Gil, have you ever been to Australia?
No. As far as farthest over there, I did go to Singapore. That's about it.
Yeah, we've been to Singapore a couple times ourselves.
Hunting for Pokemon cards for you when you were like 8 years old. Yeah,
that certainly happened. It's a common stopover point if you're going anywhere from Australia. So I definitely, when I was younger, we stopped over a couple times. And my dad was absolutely determined to find that one Pokemon
to
card.
To catch them all.
Exactly.
Admit it, we all still have our Pokemon cards.
I certainly do. In fact, this is actually a topic of argument that Jake and I get into all the time. I tell him that I'm holding on to these for a reason because they're just going to come back around where all these, you know, rich investors now, all these, you know, people of our generation that have the nostalgia for Pokemon cards, they're going to get to a point where they're like, oh, I just want to, you know, relive the good memories of my childhood. And they're going to drop fat cash on Pokemon cards. And me having my full collection is going to earn me millions. And Jake is not going to reap a dollar of it because of his doubt.
That's his golden goose nest egg, apparently.
If the band doesn't work out, your Pokemon card collection.
Pokemon cards.
Yeah. That's his fallback.
But Jake's excluded.
Yes. Oh, completely. Due to his doubt.
Yeah. Fantastic. So what is it like being brothers in a band? Does that work? Is there positives, negatives? How does that go?
Always positives and negatives. I'd say overall better than worse because we know that we can always kind of rely on each other when there are days where, you know, something's not working or whatever. We always know that the other person is in our corner and there's no kind of, I don't know, feeling that we don't have anyone there for us. I mean, we constantly bicker like we're siblings because we are. And so I guess that might be a negative for other band members or other people around that it's constantly just two brothers fighting about shit because, you know, that's what we do best.
But we do mostly have a pretty unilateral vision and understanding what makes a good riff or good melody, et cetera. But to give you a good story on that, our old drummer, Juan, was walking out of the house one day because he still lived with us after he was out of the band, which was a very interesting situation for a while. But he was still living with us. And he's like walking out the door and me and Luke are in a screaming match about some riff or something like that. And he turns to Rob, the new bass player, and he goes, "Welcome to the band." He was so used to us bickering in front of him all the time.
Yeah.
So take it on back a little bit for us. How did the band come together? What's been your musical journey so far, speaking of the band?
Well, I was living out here in Long Beach, California, and little brother was going to Berklee College of Music in Boston. And one summer he had off after his first, I think, first semester, maybe second semester. And we just started having a great time together, getting drunk and writing riffs. And like, we couldn't record it fast enough on the iPhones. And what was coming out, we were pretty proud of. And at the time, there was really not a lot of people making this kind of music. There was a lot of the sort of indie rock stroke stuff happening, and Franz Ferdinand and all that kind of stuff. But there really wasn't too much of a place of the grungier alternative slash hard rock stuff. And it was something that we really wanted to still hear. Not that you can ever get sick of listening to Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and the greats, but we wanted more. So we figured there must be other people out there that want more. So we flew the coop from Berklee and started living with me here in Long Beach. And we haven't looked back since.
So how long have you guys actually been in America now?
Me about, I guess I was 20 or so nearly 9 years.
Yeah, I think I'm about 15 years now. And he was, a little bit after me because he's younger. He had to graduate high school so that he could be old enough to join me in the American lifestyle of
I wasn't 21 yet because we were still, sneaking me into bars and shit.
That is
when
true.
We first got here. So yeah, I definitely wasn't 21. I was probably 19 or 20 when I first moved here.
So I listened to your music, all the recent singles that you've had for the past several years, and then also that 2017 Nicotine EP. And I guess when it comes to your style of music, I do see some differences between there. It seems like that 2017 EP, maybe when you guys are first starting out, is a little bit more straight ahead rock, a little bit more serious songs. And then it seems like things have gotten a little bit more crazier and drunker, if I was going to say so.
Well, hey, you can't discount the Let's Get Fucked Up song, which is on the Nicotine one. I guess that's kind of where things started moving forward for us as far as things happening, us getting better and better gigs, et cetera. And it just became that really the product that we are and have to sell at the moment is the party and the great time. So we wanted to keep writing songs that would be the best for that scenario when playing live, making people have the most fun.
Honestly, kind of playing to the market a little bit.
Yes.
Like I feel like a lot of the other songs that you're referring to on Nicotine, I would say is kind of at the essence more our genuine sound. But when it all was kind of happening and we started to see really positive reactions, especially at the live shows when we're playing all these high energy, Jake pouring beer into my mouth, us doing fucking, jumps off the stage, etc. When all that was happening and we really started seeing good effects from that, it became clear that that was kind of the product that we had to sell and we had to serve that market for us to really get the most growth as quickly as possible.
Get our foot in the door.
So least. Doing like a cover of Fight for Your Right to Party, Beastie Boys, was just like an extension of that. Doing, this new Let's Go one, all of it is just kind of high energy, playing to what has really worked for us and what's gotten us some of these tours with Buck Cherry and Candlebox and stuff, which is just like a level of excitement from the crowd towards the songs and the energy that we're serving up.
Yeah, the songs are a lot of fun. I listened to that Beastie Boys cover. I thought it was really, really good.
You guys did a great job on that.
Thank you.
Buddies.
Gil's big Beastie Boys fan.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Grew up in upstate New York. And
that one was all recorded literally the last night before we had to leave on tour with Buck Cherry the next morning. The idea happened pretty quickly, and we're like, oh, shit, we better have something to put out while we're actually out there. So we just slammed it all together and slammed the crazy vocals all in one night. And the isolated track of Luke's backing vocals, I think, is the absolute highlight of it. It's just us pushing him to the nth degree and him being drunker and drunker and basically trying to prove to me that I'm pushing him too far by being more and more spastic on it. And then those actually being the best ones when he went above and beyond the 10 level.
That's funny. And then you guys mentioned the new single, Let's Go. And I mean, if you're going to write a song called Let's Go, then it needs to be pretty balls to the wall. And like you guys said, you guys are hitting the nail on the head right there. That is a wild song. And I think even wilder music video.
Thanks, dude. Well, that one, it kind of went the other way, but I'm glad you think that they do suit each other. It went the riff first, and that's often how it goes with us. The riff was like this high energy, crazy riff, and we then discussed like what's that song going to be about? What vibe does it give you? And Luke just said, "Let's go." And then it was before people were even saying this sort of "Ooh, let's go" kind of thing as a hype up thing, and we just went with that. And then boom, what does "Let's go" mean? Guess it means throw caution to the wind, leave it all behind, and just fucking go balls to the wall. So yeah, I'm glad it all works in your reckoning too.
Hanging out of cars and such.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you guys planning on putting out an EP or an album here in 2023 then?
We are, but first we have to get one more single that I think would maybe bridge the gap between these new, more party-ish ones and the old Nicotine sound. This one's kind of like, in my opinion, it sounds a bit like Alice in Chains' Check My Brain meets a little bit of a Manson kind of vibe. So it's a little bit darker, but it's still pretty up there energy and has our first real huge, well, our first huge breakdown. I guess Nicotine's got a pretty big breakdown, but this is the biggest, heaviest one we've ever had.
Well, it's the only exclusively instrumental kind of ending or like section of a song, because Nicotine goes back into vocals. We do about a minute and a half at the end of the song of a almost Pantera-like Dimebag kind of riff after riff solo almost.
So, Dimebag would love it. I tell you that.
It's got some Pantera to it, I'd say as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Charlie Zach Pantera?
I think if there's something that people want in this world, why not give it to them?
It's not going to be the same. I mean, yeah, obviously. But
totally agree.
It's yeah, if there's a market for it, then I don't see what the problem is. I'm not like a purist that's going to be, you know,
yeah,
turning my head towards it just because it's not Dimebag anymore or it's not Vinny, you know.
But at the same time, I'm probably not forking over $500.
Yeah, probably not, but I'm not forking.
I have to admit, I did. I'm catching them with Metallica in Arizona.
That's probably going to be a sick one then.
Yeah. We were just in Arizona in Scottsdale. We had a great time.
Excellent. Awesome. So are you going to be on tour then?
We do not have a tour set yet, but there are some irons in the fire that are looking very, very good for us. I think once this next single, California Demon, comes out in February, I think things will, they usually start kicking off for us when spring happens. So that's probably when we'll get our wheels moving again.
Yeah, March, April, I anticipate we'll be on the road again.
So, Jake and Luke, I heard that you guys were in a pretty horrific car accident a few years ago. Tell us about that one.
So, what was it, 2018?
Yeah.
We were about to set out on a 40-50 show tour with Blacktop Mojo and Joyous Wolf. And
first national tour ever.
Yep. And before we hit our first show, and I believe it was South Carolina, we were driving through Oklahoma. I was driving, and the back tire popped on the I-40 there, and it kind of, we hit a pothole and we just kind of spun out of control. We rolled a few times on the highway and then down even further into a ditch below. Our drummer at the time, Juan, got ejected and thankfully only broke his collarbone. Herbie and I, bass player and myself, we were fine in the front seat, just banged up, a little bit of bruising, etc., some glass in our hands, but nothing major. And then Jake got his leg essentially caught under the van. And when the ambulance, fire department, etc., showed up, they started bringing out body bags immediately and were gobsmacked that any of us survived, let alone all of us. They had to pull out the jaws of life to get Jake.
And the buzzsaw. Yep, the buzzsaw going like to right
cut the van, to cut the metal of the van to get him out of there. And eventually they took him to the hospital.
But before they did, they're like, "Hey, Luke, don't worry. Your brother's going to be fine. He's going to lose his leg, but he's going to be fine." And Luke's like, "Lose his leg, but be fine.
It's not my definition of being fine."
And somehow I got the best orthopedic surgeon in all of Oklahoma. And he put a adamantium rod into my shin. And I'm like Mr. Wolverine now. And I've got a working leg and we play basketball all the time.
Oh, wow.
Holy That's cow, an incredible that is story. A serious accident.
My leg was fully on backwards when they first grabbed me and they had to like put it back the right way. But it was quite an interesting feeling.
So do you trip the airport sensors?
I don't, dude. Not with the leg, at least.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like super titanium or something.
Yeah, exactly. I did convince my girlfriend at the time that we had to go back to Oklahoma because it was a very special metal that they put in my leg that they could only get there called adamantium. And she's like, what? That's so weird. That sounds ridiculous. And then she Googled it and all the photos of Wolverine come out. She's like, apple or whatever the hell.
That's awesome.
Well, it's a good thing you guys sing and play guitar because it might be a little bit difficult with that leg if you were trying to do a double bass.
Yep.
Yeah, that is true. I can still move around pretty good, but as we've noticed in our latest basketball team endeavor on Monday nights in Seal Beach, I do get tripped up because I still think my leg can run as fast as normal and it doesn't quite act the way that my brain thinks it's supposed to. So if I'm running down the court as fast as I can, I very often will trip up on the right leg.
I thought that was just your coordination, but anyway, yeah.
Well, maybe it is.
So these next questions are what we close with and ask everyone.
Okay.
So first question, what would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Don't doubt the process. Keep it going. Yeah. Don't second guess yourself at any point about the decisions you're making. Just fucking run with it because everything just comes together eventually. And there's no point always second guessing yourself about it.
I would say to keep pumping it out and pump it out like there's no tomorrow. Don't wait for whatever is going to come to start pumping it out. And also to embrace the marketing end of things rather than thinking that it's all about, maybe that song wasn't good enough. No, that song was fucking good enough. You just got to get it into people's ears. And there's ways to do that these days by yourself.
That's great advice. Fantastic. Question number two, what are you drinking lately? What's your drink of choice?
Drinking a hot toddy right now as we speak. there you go. It's a kind of a gloomy cold day here in Long Beach, and I got myself a little ginger honey whiskey tea operation, and it's going down mighty fine. So that's my answer.
Excellent. Well,
I, on the other hand, just got off a big birthday bender, so I've been taking it real easy, but I'm impressed with Luke to be able to keep the party.
So Jake's drinking water.
Yeah, I'm on water, but normally it would be vodka water with lime would be my drink of preference, but today I have abstained from the vodka or the lime.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
So as you know, this is Rock Down South. So what is something, or maybe a couple things that come to mind, that you love about the South?
The freedom. Oh. I love the freedom. I love
the smiles.
Yeah, the smiles. Salt of the earth people, nicest people in the world. Everybody will go out of their way to back up a trailer for a couple dumb California boys that don't know how to fucking do it properly. Oh, sorry, that don't know how to do it properly.
The bars, I love how there's always like an open design. You go to Austin or something or Houston, there's always open design, like backyard, massive area with cornhole and activities, whatever it is that you can just, you know, play for hours whilst getting drunk. Love the bars there.
Also, the babes. Oh my God. I don't think there's anywhere I've ever been in America. I mean, Scottsdale's maybe close, but Austin, Houston, where was the Corpus Christi?
Corpus Christi was great. Yeah.
Incredibly gorgeous babes.
Some incredible answers there. I couldn't agree more with all of it.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much, Jake and Luke, for being a part of the show today. Where can people find and connect with y'all online?
At Of Limbo, OFLIMBO on whatever, Instagram, Facebook, or oflimbo.com is our website. But yeah, as far as connecting with us,
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, all the shit these days, at Of Limbo.
Yeah, at Of Limbo. We're not weird elitists. We respond to pretty much everything.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Gil and I had a really great time chatting with Luke and Jake. They are super fun guys, and they got some awesome tunes. I can't wait to see what they have coming out next, and I'll definitely see them when they come through on tour. So make sure to go follow Of Limbo on all of their social media pages and check out their latest single titled Let's Go. You can find all our content at rockdownsouth.com and make sure to go follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest updates. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. We would really appreciate it. And as always, the views and opinions expressed by our guests are theirs and don't necessarily reflect our own. I'm Mark, and you've been listening to Rock Down South. See y'all next time.